This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. You got to be on the radio in a few, so I want to get into the Sirianni thing quickly before we get out of here. So, multiple parts to this. A, obviously, the story everyone's talking about with him. The audio came out today with Sirianni when he went to the fans.
That's for Frank Reich.
Yeah, he said, yeah, earmuffs, and Elliot doesn't think you need it, but if you don't, you know, like the word about what comes out of your butt, earmuffs, 1, 2, 3, he said that shit was for Frank Reich.
Yeah.
So first, how do you feel about that, like Nick doing that?
Because
we'll do both. The him going to the fans and pumping up, being crazy at the end of a game. How do you feel about that? And then how do you feel about what was, you know, the whole like, oh, just another game. Clearly wasn't.
Clearly was not.
This one mattered.
Yeah.
The thoughts on the Reich and how much it mattered to him and all that.
I think it's a thin line because I'm okay with what he did. And I think it was showed emotion. I think the players liked it. I'm talking about the thing about
the players
at the
like
fans.
We had Marcus Epps on the show today and he and N'Kobe Dean. We actually had two players on the show today. Joe asked him about both and they both love it. Like he's a player's coach.
Yeah,
we love
James Bradbury loved it. Like the players loved it. I think it's a thin line when you start to yell things at fans from the sideline.
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, being serious. Like,
well,
it's
the
fun
Howie
now.
Moment
yeah,
too.
The Howie thing. Like, the Eagles are really kind of like
really leaning
going
into
outside of their shell, right? And look, I think the Howie thing is way more outside because that's
this is in character.
This is Sirianni. Like, this is what he is. And I honestly believe in my core, what makes him a special head coach is his personality. I don't think it's like, I think he's a smart football guy, obviously, but I don't think he's, you know, like in 20 years, we're not going to be talking about the genius of Sirianni as like an X and O's guys. I think what makes him great as a head coach and why we could be talking about him in 20 years in Philly is because of his personality, is because of those things. And you got to take a little bit of the bad with the good. So like what I recommend to Sirianni that he yells at fans from the sideline.
And cursing, I know he's,
Nola. Yeah, exactly. Like you, look, I mean, you're still someone that's like the face of a billion-dollar franchise. You know, like there is that part of it, right? And look, he wasn't
multiple billion-dollar franchise.
There's also a big difference between what Howie and Nick did, and like if they would have lost, him going to Colts
being
fans
like,
and
bleep yelling. You,
exactly.
This like, that.
There's
yeah,
a major difference
no,
there.
No,
he's
no,
talking
no.
to Eagles
no
fans,
doubt.
Like
without
right?
a doubt.
There's difference.
He's not getting into it with the opposing.
I'm just saying. It's a thin line between if you're the person that will yell at the crowd like that was for Frank and you're standing up and it, like it's not a far leap to you know like
you get into a
Christmas
fight with
Eve,
a fan or
Christmas
something.
Eve
yeah.
he's yelling at Cowboys
yeah.
fans
no,
as he
no,
walks
no.
out like
no, no.
so but all that being said, I do think the reaction to it from people outside of Philly has been like very annoying. Now not everyone, like Kyle Brandt has said how awesome he thinks it is, but there was a tweet that was put up like, this is why Sirianni is the most hateable coach
yeah,
in the
I
NFL.
Yeah, I saw it too. I was like, what?
Like 37,000 likes. It's like,
what are you talking about?
I think
like,
the video is a bit misleading because it looks, but like, isn't this what we want from people too? You know, like, would you rather have Mike McCarthy? Like, would you rather have, you know, Andy's a phenomenal coach, but like that personality, I don't know. Like, I think Nick is fun. He's young. He's authentic. Like, he's emotional. And I think that's all good. But there is, the other part of that is like there's going to be that 5% where if in a year we're talking about, you know, I don't think he'll ever like fight a fan, but you know, like Nick
got
like,
into a shouting
Dom,
match
Dom
with that
pulling
Dallas.
Nick into the tunnel.
Yeah.
Like I think like something like that could happen. But now, how do you feel about him being so emotional about this specific thing?
So okay, so first and foremost, on what you're talking about, I love it. I always go back, you know, and real ones know. The Ike from Southwest call, we've talked about it so many times,
right.
where it was early on,
being
it was right
himself,
after the press conference, and he was like, he's authentic, this guy's genuine, like, players see through that if he's not, and we were all like, yo, great call, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good call. And ever since then, I've looked at it through that prism, that I want Nick to be Nick, and I think the players appreciate him being Nick, and that's freaking Nick, man.
Yeah, that
and that's
Nick.
Me. Like, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could see myself being that. Honestly, I couldn't see myself being that coverage team. But if I were, I could see myself yelling at fans
100%.
And high-fiving people. That's so me. Like, I get it.
I always think we should phrase it as yelling with fans.
Yelling with fans. You're right.
It's
yelling
probably
with
a better
fans.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I love it, and I love that it's real and it's emotion and all that. I do agree with you. It is a fine line.
Yeah.
And to your point, like, if it does cross the line and it's Dom pulling him away as him and Cowboys fans are yelling expletives at each other, that's a problem. Like, that's when you're the face of the franchise. You need to rein that in. But we haven't gotten there yet, and what we've seen so far, I'm fine with it. To the specific of it, like, look, I get it, and I do. Like, this is his mentor, someone he's known a long time in the coaching, someone who's, you know, in his mind, maybe the biggest reason he's a head coach
now. Yeah, probably
now.
Got him the job.
All that stuff, right? So, and he's defending his guy, and I appreciate that, and I love it. Do I think he probably shouldn't have yelled that bleep was for Frank Reich to the fans? Probably. You know, I'm fine with going, like, what a win, all right, like, hey, thanks for coming out. That bleep was for Frank Reich. Maybe the head coach should not be yelling that to the stands with cameras and all that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a touch too far. I like that he offended his guy. Reich, I think, clearly got done dirty with the whole Ellinger-Ryan thing. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But look, Frank also played his own role in himself getting fired.
I was going to say, we don't
have
to get into this now. I do think Frank, for the most part,
you could have fired him for the Carson
deserved
Wentz thing.
To be fired.
You could fire him for the Carson Wentz thing alone. Yeah. He was the one who went to the wall, went to the mat
fired.
For that.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it in the macro of him having his guys back and caring about Frank and wanting to, like, you know, win one for Frank. I'm fine with that. Here's my issue, though. And I don't know if the two are linked or not, but, you know, what was the main theme of our postgame show? The worst game Nick has ever had is that goes to the Eagles. Like, maybe since, like, the first few weeks when you know what the hell he's doing. Like, was it the emotion?
Maybe.
Was it the... Right. We don't know, but maybe. And I need him not to get so emotional about this stuff if it's going to impact the way he does his job. Like, if that... And again, we're making a leap we don't know, but it's certainly plausible. Certainly plausible when we come back and say, wow, what was Nick thinking today? And then after he's like crying about Frank Reich and stuff, it's like, all right, so you were not even killed today.
No, you were not.
You were not you know, and that's the thing,
right.
And that's the one where you have with Nick is like, you hear all these players in any sport, they're always like, I love that my coach is even killed. I love that he's always the same guy. I love that if we're down 20 or if we're up 20, like he's, and I don't need it to be that way always, but Nick might stray a little too far from that. So in this case, I think he might have gone a little too overboard with the emotions.
The last thing I'll say is, like, Nick, I respect it. I think it's a very good personality trait of yours. I think you're fighting a crusade no one disagrees with. like you're very like he's so worked up about proving this point. It's like he's almost protesting. It's like, yeah, we mostly agree.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of messed up. They fired him and get like
it
now.
It was really messed up. You couldn't play Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
and then like, comes. It's like, sure, you can play Matt Ryan. They are clearly. The Colts are clearly, with Matt Ryan, a fine football team.
Yeah, and
without Matt Ryan, they are a bad football team. Like, flat out.
I almost feel like he keeps making a point that everybody agrees with.
Everyone's
it's like
yeah,
he keeps saying it. Like,
stop cursing everybody.
I also
everybody.
Love how he keeps going, like, well, you know, I really feel. It's like, just say it at this point. You said, like, we all know you feel he shouldn't have been fired. Like, I don't know. What else do you feel? Like, but I'll say this. I think it's safe to say Nick's never going to work for the Colts again.
I think he burned that bridge.
Whatever
buddy.
Bridge might have been there, the safety net, no longer there.
Well, respect.
But if Frank gets another job, I think he certainly owes Nick
a
job.
I think he's got a job for life with Frank.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.